那刚才他唱的这首诗歌，快乐就是我主哈，或者是呀，刚才我们弟兄也告诉我们哈，就是主是我们的快乐。阿门。希望我们大家今天我们可以从主来得着这个喜乐。
I hope we all receive joy from our
Lord. 其实哈，在每一年的开始，大家最喜欢讲的话是什么呢？
What are we really like to talk about?
恭喜发财，中国人讲的，中国人讲恭喜发财，表示中国人很喜欢发财啊，新春快乐或新年快乐，对
哈 ，Happy New
Year，Happy New Year 啊，这是全世界通用的语言哈
，Common language for the whole world
啊，就是新年快乐，对不对？啊，中国人是恭喜发财啊。拿红包拿来，对不对
？Where's my red envelope？
但是在所有的世界上的人碰到新年的时候，都说 Happy New Year， 对不对
？Everybody in the world, what we say is Happy New Year。
代表什么呢
？This
就这年的当中，大家最喜欢得到的是什么呢
？What people would like to get in the whole year？
就是快乐嘛，对不对？啊，那刚才弟兄讲到，我们基督徒喜欢说喜乐。
And our brother just Since we like joy,
那其实就是欢喜快乐，对不对
？That's joy.
啊，在圣经上里面有讲到好多地方要一起欢喜快乐。
Bible talks about joy.
所以我们愿意今天早晨，我们大家一起，我们来思想看圣经上讲到怎么样才是一个喜乐的人。
Let's meditate what Bible talks about a joyful person.
好，我们要读几处的圣经。第一处的圣经其实我们刚才已经读了一下，我们再读一次哈，诗篇十六篇。我们读第八节到第十一节。诗篇十六篇第八节到第十一节。好，我们一起来读。我将耶和华摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。因此我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住。因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。所以这段圣经一开始就告诉我们一个快乐的一个秘诀，就是要将耶和华摆在我们的面前。那另外一个翻译就是说，我们看见主的面光我们就喜乐。所以这样一个情形就是心欢喜灵快乐，那我们的肉身也安然居住。主那边呢，有一个满足的喜乐。实际上我们可以完全的满足。我们也可以在他的面前有一个得到永远的一个福分。好，第二处的圣经我们在以赛亚书六十一章第十节。
And then second scripture will be Isaiah chapter 61.
以赛亚书六十一章。
Chapter 61.
第十节。
Verse 10.
或者我们对不起啊，我们再多念一节。因为我们等一下也会念到这一节，第三节，我们先念第三节。好，请我念第三节。赐华冠与安悲哀的人代替灰尘，乐游代替悲哀，但美衣代替忧伤之灵，使他们称为公义树，是耶和华所栽，叫他得荣耀。第十节。我因耶和华大大欢喜，我的心靠神快乐，因他以拯救为衣给我穿上， 以公义为袍给我披上，好像新郎戴上华冠，又像新妇佩戴装饰。所以在这两处的圣经里面，我们看见有三件衣服哈。
And then in this three verses, it tells us there was three kinds of clothes.
第一个地方叫在第三节讲了有赞美衣。
And then the first one is in verse 3, it says the clothes of praise, the garment of praise.
第十节讲到公义为袍。
And then verse 10, it says the garment of righteousness.
对不起，在之前讲拯救为衣。
Oh, here is the garment of salvation.
然后以公义为袍。
And then the robe of righteousness.
主给我们穿上拯救的衣和公义的。
And then he put us on the garment of salvation and the robe of righteousness.
要我们来赞美他。
And he wants us to praise him.
好，然后第三处的圣经是我们很熟悉的圣经，在腓立比书第四章第四节。
Philippians.
腓立比书第四章第四节。
Verse 4.
好，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说，你们要喜乐。最后一处圣经在希伯来书十二章第二节。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 12。
希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12
第二节。
Verse 2。
好，我们一起来读：仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，受了十字架的苦难。坐在神宝座的右边，我们的主因摆在前面的喜乐，他就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架。
And then our Lord, because the joy set before him, endures the cross.
让他完成了救恩，他今天坐在神宝座的右边。
He completed salvation. Now he sat at the right hand of God.
请我们在一起有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你早晨吸引我们来到你的面前。
Lord, we thank you. You let us come before you.
早晨我们在仰望你来与我们同在。
We look upon for your presence.
来对我们的心说话。
Speak to our hearts.
哦，主，我们愿意来仰望你的容脸。
Lord, we're willing to see your glorious face.
因为在你的面前有满足的喜乐。
Oh, because there is a satisfaction joy in you.
因为哦，主啊，正是当我们仰望你的容脸，哦，主，我们里面，哦，主，所有的忧愁就要逃避。
Oh, when we see your glorious face, all the sorrow will flee.
主，愿早晨你来开我们的心，
May you open our hearts this morning.
让我们知道你在我们每个人身上 的旨意。
Let us all to know your will.
哦，主，让我们真是能够成为一个喜乐的人。
Let us truly to be joyful.
哦，主，因主而得着喜乐。
And then we receive joy because of the Lord.
让我们在地上，哦，主啊，能够成为主自己荣耀的见证。
Let us to be the testimony for your glory.
让你的心得着满足。
And we satisfy your heart.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们刚才已经讲到这个，大家很多世界上绝大多数人，都喜欢得到快乐。
We were talking about most of the people in the world they would like to receive happiness.
但是我们如果从外面看，这个世界其实充满着很多的苦难，对不对
？And actually, when we see this world, it's full of sorrows.
有个人的苦难，家庭里面有时候有些难处，然后有国家的一些苦难。
Individually and family, and then there is a country from for country.
甚至诗篇那个摩尔说我们说，他说我们一生的年日是七十岁。如果强壮呢，可以到八十岁，但是其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便为如飞而去。
In the Psalms, like what Moses tells us, our days probably 70 or 80 if we endure, but all of we can boast is the sorrows, and then it will be all in vain and will chase the wind.
所以我们就想问大家一个问题。
I would like to ask you a question.
我们的神哈，他是不是希望人快乐呢
？Is our God wish we all be happy?
神希望人快乐。 当然希望啊。
Of course, he wishes we all be happy.
当然希望人快乐，对不对？
Yes.
好像有些还没有很多，有些还不太有把握。
You're not sure about this.
好像到教会快乐，好像觉得不太对啊。
That seems talk about happiness. It's wrong at church.
好，希望大家今天回家的时候，每个人都是很快乐、很喜乐的人。
At least I hope everyone will be happy when you go home today.
是的，神要我们快乐。
Yes, God wants us to be happy.
神要我们得到他从他来的快乐。
He wants us to receive the happiness from Him.
他要让我们得着这个永远的福分。
He wants us to receive the eternal happiness.
怎么知道神愿意人快乐呢？
How do we know God wants us to be happy?
因为神造人的时候就把人放在伊甸园的里面，对不对？
This is when God created us and He put us in the garden of Eden.
伊甸是什么意思？
What does it mean, Eden?
伊甸就是一个快乐的园子。
It's a garden of joy.
是乐园。对不对？
It's a garden of joy.
Paradise.
Paradise.
是一个最快乐的一个地方。
It's the most happy place.
然后所以知道我们知道神真是愿意人快乐。
And God truly wants man to reach happiness.
在诗篇他有讲到说，他们必因你殿的肥甘得以饱足，你也必叫他们喝你乐河的水。
In Psalm, it talks about they feast on blessing, the feast on the abundance of His house, and then He gave them drinks from His river of delights.
所以神愿意我们来喝他乐河的水。
And God wants us to drink from the river of His delights.
他愿意让我们因神的殿里面的一些肥甘得以饱足。
And He wants to feed us the abundance from His house.
那诗篇144篇也告诉我们说，哈，要有这样的光景的人就是有福。
And then Psalm 144 tells us if people know this is true and they will receive blessings.
什么样的光景呢？
What is the situation?
有耶和华为他们的神。
And then it means God is their Lord.
这样，这种人就是个人。
And blessed are the people.God is
中文翻成有福哈。
And the Chinese is called a blessing.
在原文里面就是快乐，这样的人就是一个快乐的人。
The original version is means joy. Such person is joyful.
这样的人是什么样的人呢？就是以耶和华为神的人呢？这样的人是一个有快乐有喜乐的人。
The person whose God is Lord, they will receive happiness.
甚至到圣经的最后。
And then even at the end of the Bible,
在启示录的十九章讲到说，我们要欢喜快乐。
In Revelation, it says we let us rejoice.
要将荣耀归给神，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了。
And give him glory because the wedding of the Lamb has come.
新妇也自己预备好了。
And the bride has made herself ready.
所以大家看到，从一开始。神就把人放在伊甸的里面。
At the beginning, God put man in the Garden of Eden.
在最后有一个快宴。
At the end, there will be a happy wedding.
所以，神愿意人快乐。
Of course, God wants man to be happy.
但是很可惜的，这中间就因为人犯罪，就失去了这个快乐。
Unfortunately, because man sinned, we lost our happiness.
但是感谢主。主还给我们预备了救恩。
But praise the Lord, He prepared salvation for us.
让我们可以重新得回这个快乐。
So that we can regain the happiness.
所以我们知道，人犯罪以后呢，圣经上讲说，女人呢就有怀胎的苦楚。
And then after man sinned, and the Bible tells us the woman will have pains in the childbearing, very severe.
然后男人呢，要终身劳苦，然后才得糊口。
And for men, they have to sweat all their days, and then they can eat the food.
所以最后不管男人女人，都是归入土啊。
No matter man or women, we are all returned to the dust.
那这是一个神心意里面快，就是神愿意来的心里面离开的一个很可怜的情形。
And that is the pitiful situation that man departed from God.
那人好像
就失去了这个神给的快乐，对不对？
Man lost the happiness which is God given to us.
然后人就开始追寻自己的快乐。
And then man and then start to try to make their own happiness.
那人的快乐有两个特点。
There are two characteristics of man's gladness.
Happiness. 一个就是以自己为中心。
One is just self-centered.
一个呢就是要来满足自己的肉体。
And then they will satisfy their own flesh.
那所以我们在这地上看到呢真的是人呢就常常用许多的办法来让自己快乐。
That's what we see. Men try to use by all means to let themselves be.
那有几种情形我想我们也都知道。
We know there are several situations.
有前天我跟我的同事一起去吃饭。
Several days ago, I went out eat with my colleagues.
然后呢大家就讲到说哎呀最近这世界上很多的苦难哈。
We were talking about the afflictions in the world.
那经济也不好，对不对？
And then we have economic crisis.
那很多人都天气也不好，也很冷。
And even the weather was very cold.
所以呢，那一些人的结论就是说，那这样呢，我们就及时行乐吧。
And then man got the conclusion, no, let's be happy.
When we can.
When we can.
就是你要把握机会呢，你就好好的享受一下。
Get hold of your chance and just be happy.
那但是圣经上告诉我们什么
？But what the Bible tells us，
就是说这些快乐呢，也不过是短暂的。
All this happiness is just it's momentary。
其实圣经上有一个人，他是最有资格来讲这样的话的。
There is one person in the Bible. He is the most qualified one to talk about this。
所以他有世界上所有的丰富哈。
And then King Solomon, he has all the abundance in the world.
他说：“我眼所求的，没有留下不给他的；我心所乐的，没有禁止不享受的。”
And then everything his eyes desire and he received, what his heart desire, he receives all.
他说：“论到吃用享福，谁能够胜过我呢？”
And without him, who can have the more eat and drink?
但是他讲到最后说，这也不过是虚空，也不过是捕风。
And then also he said, this is all in vain, and this is all chasing the wind.
其实现代人都有这个麻烦哈，你吃的越多，你就越胖。
We all have this problem. The more you eat, the more weight you gain.
对，那就越多的麻烦。
And we have more trouble.
所以我们知道这些哈，吃喝享受并不是一个人生的一个快乐的一个原因。
We know to eat and to drink to enjoy the world it's not our life.
另外一个方面呢，人要追求的快乐是什么
？On the other hand, what's the happiness man pursued?
那在圣经上讲的叫做最终之乐。
And then the Bible tells us is the sinful lust enjoyment.
圣经上讲说，凡从世界上的事情，像什么呢？像肉体的情欲，像眼目的情欲，像今生的骄傲，都不是从世父来的，是从这世界上来的。
Like the Bible says, everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, and comes not from the Father, but from the world.
因为这是让我们的心这个肉体可以得到满足的。像圣经上讲说，这样的一个世上和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独。遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
Because this is all satisfy our flesh, but the Lord says, and whose remain His law, and then He will last forever.
感谢主。
And praise the Lord.
看到哈，这个地上的最终之乐呢，其实就像什么呢？就像那个毒品一样哈。
It tells us this this lust is just like drugs in the world.
也许让我们可以短暂的享受快乐。
Maybe we will be joy temporarily.
但是我们却长久上来就带给许多的痛苦。
But for long term, it brings us sufferings.
所以再大家复习一下哈，因为这是我希望说我们今天能够认识的。
Let's review. This is what I would like us to know today.
神愿意人快乐
，and God wants us to be happy.
但是人呢，却犯罪，却离开了这个以神为神的一个快乐。
But a man sinned, and we departed the joy that is God as our joy.
那人就想办法 自己找快乐。
And then the man and then they want to be happy by themselves.
所以人呢，就是以自己为中心。
So man self-centered.
人呢，就为了就满足我们的肉。
And then we just try to satisfy our.
那这样子呢，就是人所能够做最好的。
And this way, that's the best what man can do.
所以地上的快乐呢，是外面的。
All the earthly happiness is just outwardly.
快快的乐就快快的就不高兴了。
And then happy quickly, and then unhappy quickly too.
而且这个快乐呢，也是满足肉体的。
And this happiness is just satisfy the flesh.
心灵却是虚空的。
Our spirit is empty.
而且这个快乐呢，地上的快乐是你虽然得着的呢，但是呢又不没有满足。
And then even we receive the enjoyment from the world, but we're not satisfied.
但是主的快乐是让我们在他的面前有满足的喜乐。
But the joy from Lord is we will be satisfied.
所以我们要得着这样的一个快乐，从神来的一个快乐，怎么办呢
？And how do we do if we want to receive the joy from God?
神给我们预备一条路。
He prepared a way for us.
就像早晨拨饼一样。
Like our communion service.
让我们来到他的面前。
He wants us to come before him.
让我们呢，来悔改。
He wants us to repent.
来从他得着这个救恩。
And then receive the salvation from him.
在罗马书第五章讲到说，因为我们做仇敌的时候，借着神儿子的死得与神和好，既然已经和好，就更要因他的生得救了。
In Romans chapter 5 tells us, while we were God's enemy, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son. How much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life?
还不止这样哈，下一节讲到说，不但如此，我们既借着我主基督得与神和好，也就借着他以神为乐。
The next verse says, not is this so, but we also boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation.
所以感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
是犯罪是我们犯的哈。离开神是我们自己离开的。
We departed, Lord.
但是主爱我们。
But Lord loves.
所以主就为我们预备了这个救。
So He prepared salvation for us.
叫我们可以来。借着信他与神和好
so we can be reconciled by faith.
然后可以来以神 为乐
so we can, the God can be our joy.
所以刚才我们唱的诗歌有讲到说要认识救主才能够得到真正的快乐
and the song we just sang it says to know Lord is our joy and we will receive.
然后要我们能够认识他我们能够得着这个救恩我们的行为能够改变能够远离罪恶
We know him, we receive the salvation and then our deeds will be changed
所以不用再等待我们在座的如果我们还没有还没有接受主或者你已经来了一段时间还在考虑不用再等了
All of us, if you haven't received the Lord and, or even you have been here for a while don't wait anymore
我们知道人的追求的快乐一切都是虚空
Because we know what all the habits we pursue they are all vanities
我们来认识真神只有我们与神和好只有以他为主我们才有真正的快乐
Only we know the true God even we can receive the reconciliation and then his salvation will be received the true joy
就是我们已经信主的我们早晨也愿意主来开启我们
For all the believers we may Lord reveal himself to us
那我们看见我们与主的关系是远的还是近的
Let us to see is our relationship to him is close or is far
那我想我们大家都知道我们都有这样的经历我们与主远我们就不快乐。
And we all know if we depart from God, and we'll be unhappy.
我们若离主近，我们的心就喜乐。
If we're close to Him, our heart will rejoice.
那愿意我们早晨都来转向主。
May this morning we all turn to Him.
来从主得着那真正的快乐。
And receive the true joy from Lord.
那神赐给我们的一个喜乐是怎么样的理论呢
？The kind of joy that God have given to us.
如何在我们日常里面来得着这个喜乐呢
？How do we receive joy through our daily life?
我们知道第一方面，我们就是要能够以神为乐。
First of all, we need let the Lord, let God to be our joy.
那腓立比书告诉我们，就是要靠主喜乐。
And then in Philippians it says, rejoice in the Lord.
大家只记得说，当玛利亚知道说她有圣灵要怀孕在她的身上的时候，她有心有这样的赞美。
When Mary knows and he was conceived by the Holy Spirit, he has a praise in her heart.
他说我的心尊主为大，我的灵以神我的救主为乐。
And she says, my soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in the Lord, my Savior.
感谢主，这就是一个喜乐的一个秘诀。
Praise the Lord, that's the secret to be joyful.
让您的第一个先决的一个条件就是要能够心要尊主为大。
As the prerequisition is we need to be glorified the Lord.
所以从自我为中心要转到以神为中心。
From the self-centered to God-centered.
然后我们的灵要以我们的神为乐。
And then our spirit rejoice in the Lord.
那从我们的要为着我们的肉体着想哈，来放纵肉体的情欲，来转向要我们的灵来让能够在主的面前，我们的灵要来尊主为大，要以主为乐。
And from we love our flesh and then turn to and to make to glorify God.
这样我们就可以得到一个真实的喜乐。
In this way we will receive true joy.
我想再问大家一个问题哈。大家都认大家读圣经，我们都很熟悉在新约里面的保罗。
You read Bible, you know Paul.
保罗一个喜乐的人吗
？Is Paul a joyful person?
我保罗是一个快乐的人，我想从神得到一个快乐的人吗
？Is he happy?
啊，人讲他是不快乐，但是喜乐。
Not happy, but joyful.
但是这么讲了，他没有人的从人来得的快乐，但是有神来的快乐，对不对
？So this way, he didn't receive the happiness from man, but he has the joy from God.
因为他说似乎是忧愁的，他却是常常快乐的。
Because he said it seems sorrow, but he's happy.
他为了主经历过许多的苦难。
He experienced many tribulations for the sake of the Lord.
在哥林多后书，他讲到说，他被鞭打了五次，每次四十下减去一下，被棍打了三次，被石头打了一次，遇见船坏三次，一昼一夜在深海里。
I don't have that. Let me get the English.
Okay, 在哥林多后书第十一对啊第二十四节哈。他受了许为主受了许多的苦。
He suffered a lot for the sake of the Lord.
但他说似乎是忧愁的，却是常常快乐。
So he it seems sorrow, but he was happy.
这是一个以神为乐的一个情形。
That's the situation. God is his joy.
是一个外面的环境不能够来改变的一个喜乐。
That's the joy which is the outwardly situation will not take away.
因为他以神为乐。
Because his joy is God.
我们刚才读以赛亚书也告诉我们说，神给我们喜乐油代替悲哀。
And then when we read Isaiah, and then it means, and then he uses the joy of oil instead of our sorrow.
以赞美衣代替忧伤之灵。
And then the garment of praise for the sorrow.
我想我们每个人早上起来哈，我们都要决定今天要穿什么衣服。
Every morning when you get up, you decide what clothes you want to put on.
我不晓得有没有姐妹哈，站在镜子前面呢，五分钟、十分钟、二十分钟哈，还不晓得穿什么衣服。
I don't know if some sisters, if you stand before the mirror 10 minutes, even 20 minutes, you still don't know which one you should put on.
有时候穿了一套看一看。就不好，再脱掉，再换一套。
Sometimes you put on one and you don't like it, and you will change to another one.
那这篇圣经告诉我们，其实要穿一套衣服就好了。
The Bible tells us you only need put one garment.
就是赞美，以赞美为衣。
That's the garment of praise.
因为我们每天早晨能够有一个赞美的。来衣穿上，然后来代替忧伤的灵。
May this morning we put on the garment of praise and instead of the spirit of despair.
有一个故事这样说哈，就有一个人他天天去 报摊买一个报买买一份报纸。
And there's a stories in this man. He went to buy a newspaper every morning.
他付了钱以后呢，就很高兴啊，说谢谢。
And after he paid, and he's there and say thank you.
但是这个卖报的老头呢，他就是一个很不开心的人。
But the old man who sells the newspaper was unhappy.
他就是脸臭臭的哈，然后也没有好气，然后什么话也没说，就把报纸扔给他就。就是这样。
He always had a long face and didn't say anything. It just threw him the newspaper.
然后每天都是这样。
And then every day is the same.
那他的朋友一次看到了就很奇怪。
And one time his friend saw this and then was just feel strange.
他说：“这人对你这么粗鲁哈，他这样子对你这个这样不好，你为什么每天还谢谢他呢？”
And then he said to him, "This person is so rude to you. Why you say thank you to him each time?"
你知道他怎么讲吗？
Do you know what did he say?
他说我不希望我的喜乐，因为这样子就被他影响。
I don't want my to be taken away because of him.
Yeah.就是我不希望这个喜乐拿走哈。
I don't want this person take up joy.
所以我们每天我们可以来决定，我们是要一个做一个喜乐的人，还是要做一个忧伤的人。
We can decide you want to be joyful or you want to be sorrow.
今天要发生什么事情我们不知道。
We don't know what will happen today.
但是我们却可以决定，我们今天要穿上一个赞美的衣服呢，还是我们要穿上一个抱怨的衣服。
But we can decide, do you want to put a garment of praise or a garment of complaint?
如果以我们的主为乐的话，
If the Lord is our joy,
就没有任何的事情能够把我们这个喜乐拿走。
There's nothing can take away the joy from us.
那第二方面，要怎么样能够喜乐呢？
And then the second aspect, how can we be happy?
就是要来遵守他的话。
We will obey his law.
在以色列人呢，他们有一个节期是最喜乐的节期。
For Israel, they have a most happy festival.
是什么节呢
？What is that？
祝棚节啊，祝棚节的时候呢
？Festival of
不，祝棚节的时候，他们就到外面去。
That festival, they all go out.
他们就搭棚子。
And they build up the booth.
然后呢，就在那边呢，来敬拜主、赞美主。
They worship God and praise God.
但是从以色列人他们后来，就是被掳以后呢，就有很长的时间没有过祝棚节。
And then after their captivity, there was a long time they didn't have this festival.
在尼希米记的时候呢，那时候他们，文士以斯拉把以色列人聚集在一起。
In Nehemiah, priest.Ezra and get together the Israelites.
然后对他们来传讲律法上的话。
And then they talk the God's law to them.
所以圣经上讲说他们大大的快乐，因为他们明白所教训他们的话。
And the Bible tells us they had a great joy because they now understood the words.
在尼希米记第八章十七节讲到说被掳之地。归回的就搭棚住在棚里，从嫩的儿子约书亚的时候直到这日，以色列人没有这样行，于是众人大大喜乐。
In Nehemiah it says the whole company had returned from the exile, built temporary shelter and lived in them from the days of Joshua son of Nun until that day. The Israelites had not celebrated it like this and their joy was very great.
是要得到怎么样得到一个喜乐呢
？How do we receive joy？
就是要来遵行他的话。
And we have to obey his law。
那我们有时候读圣经，我们要知道怎么样读圣经可以应用在我们每天的生活。
Do we know how to read Bible and apply to our daily life？
所以这边讲到从被掳之地归回的全会众。
And here it says the whole company that had returned from exile。
那当然你我们读圣经会说那这跟我有什么关系
And then you say what is really me、
啊、这是以色列人他们被外邦人被掳的人后来归回
That's the Israelites they were captured into the Babylonia and then returned
这跟我有什么关系呢、
what is to do to with me
我们若在罪的里面我们就是被掳的
If we are in sins and we were captured
所以对被掳的人神有这样的一个呼召要归回。
For the people who were exiled, they God called them return.
也许我们以前没有遵行主的话。
Maybe we didn't obey God's law before.
但今天主对我们说，你要喜乐嘛。
And then, but Lord tell speaks to us today. Do you want to be joyful?
要喜乐就要归回。
If you want to be joyful, you need to return.
要喜乐就要来过祝棚节。
You want to be happy, you need to celebrate the festival booth.
就要来听主的话。
Listen to his words.
要来遵行他的话。
And then obey his words.
那保罗也勉励我们，我们要既然接受了耶稣基督，就当遵他而行。
And then Paul reaches and he says.So just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him.
我们刚才唱的诗歌第二节讲到得到这个新的生命，我们就有喜乐。
Our songs, verse two and Celsus, since we received the salvation, we need be happy.
得到这个新的生命。
Or we received a new life.
那个 baby 啊，那个生下来你要怎么办呢？
What do you do with the newborn baby?
我想没有一个人哈，把 baby 生了就不管了。
And then no one will not take care of the baby.
对不对 ？baby 生下来你要喂他，要养他。
You have to feed them. You have to raise him.
同样的，我们的新的生命，我们需要来遵主的话而行。
And then same way, as a newborn creation, we need obey his law.
我们要用主的话来喂养。
And then we need be fed by the words of the God.
我们需要来照着主的话去行。
We need to do things according to the law, the Lord.
在罗马书里面也告诉我们。
In Romans, it tells us.
总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体去放纵私欲。
Rather close yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh.
我们要有一个与主亲密的生活，要来。讨他的喜悦，就不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。
We need to be close to the Lord, and then we need to please Him, but do not gratify the desire of the flesh.
要弃绝那个最终之乐。
We need to depart from the sinful enjoyment.
这个世界上的王，他用许多的办法来吸引我们，来欺骗我们。
The king of this world, and by all means, he wants to deceive us.
但主告诉我们，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。
But the Lord tells us, do not plan for your flesh.
我希望在座的我们每一个信主的，我们真是能够认识要弃绝罪。
I hope all the believers we have such understanding have to depart our sins.
而且呢，对肉体去安排放纵私欲。
And then do not plan for the desire of the flesh.
那也许你会说，那我也没有犯什么杀人放火的罪。
Maybe you say, I'm not committed murder.
那我要做什么呢？
What do I do?
我们知道这个肉体就是一个仇敌，在罪的里面被玷污的。
And we know our flesh was impured by the enemy.
是因为罪的关系被玷污的。
Because of sin, it's stained.
然后这个己呢？我们在肉体的里面，我们就觉得这个己是很重要的。
In flesh, we think ourselves.Or is very important.
所以呢，想要做地上的寻找的办法，就是让自己的肉体来满足。
And we want to pursue the happiness in the world. We want to satisfy our flesh.
圣经告诉我们，不要放纵私欲。
But the Bible tells us, and do not think about how to gratify the desire of the flesh.
那怎么样讲到不要放纵自己的私欲呢
？How do we do this?
我想我们在生活上有很多可以学习。
We have many ways to learn.
我就今天就交通我的一个软弱。
I will fellowship one weakness from me.
我想这可能很多的弟兄有跟我一样的软弱。
I think many brothers have the same weakness.
就是怎么样子哈，能够来不要生气。
Then how to control your temper?
Yeah, okay. 其实肉体哈，可以发出来，可以有很多的方面。
And then there's many ways you can throw a fit.
但是其中一个呢，就是生气。
One of them is you get mad easily.
Yeah. 我在外面呢，可能也比较常常笑口常开哈，所以人家以为我脾气很好。
And then people think I have good temper. I smile.
我姊妹坐在那里，她会说只有天知道。
My wife, there is a God knows.
其实我的个性是很急的。
Actually, I would like to do things in rush.
Yeah.然后呢，我的这个肉自己这个急也是很强的。
And then the self is very strong.
这个肉体也不小。
And then my flesh is
not small.
It's not small.
其实更准确讲，肉体很大了。
Actually, it's pretty big.
从什么方面可以看见呢？
Why I say this way?
就是很多的事情呢，我就觉得我的意见是对的。
Because for many things, I think、
okay.
My opinion are right.
所以我跟我的姊妹中间有意见不一样的时候呢，那就是照我的方法做就没事。
So when I have a disagreement with my wife, if she follow my way, then that will be okay.
我不知道大家有没有这样的经历哈，有时候我们全家一起。
I don't know if you have such experience when sometimes the whole family go out.
高高兴兴的出去呢，最后呢，大家垂头丧气回来。
You go out happily and then you come home with anger.
常常是什么原因呢？
What is the reason?
常常就是我们这个己哈，想要出头。
And sometimes it's ourselves want to be more important.
我记得有一次我们到温哥华去，我们去开会，然后顺便玩了几天。
I remember one time we went to Vancouver for a conference, and then on the way we can just travel for several days.
大家都很高兴。
We were all happy.
到最后一天了，我们要走了。
At the last day when we turned home.
我们那个飞机是晚上才11点多的。
Our plan is 11 p.m.
我就说，哎呀，这今天晚上刚好有个烟火。
And then I saw there was a fire works that night.
8点钟开始。
It started at 8.
我觉得哈，那我们看完了再去坐飞机吧。
And let's just watch that, and then we go to take the plane.
姊妹就说，哦，可能不太好哦。
My wife said, doesn't sound good.
因为我们的飞机是在西雅图的飞机。
Oh, because our plane is from Seattle.
所以我们要从温哥华还要开回西雅图。
We have to drive from Vancouver to Seattle.
她说一定来不及啊。
And she said we won't have enough time.
但我说这个千载难逢的机会啊。
I said this is what a chance.
我们就看一下，那个烟火好像也只有10分钟、15分钟。
And the fireworks just last 10 or 15 minutes.
那我们看完马上走，一定来得及。
Let's just leave immediately after we watch the fireworks.
但他说怎么都不肯啊。
And then she wasn't agree with me.
所以我们就没有看烟火，我们就回来了。
So we didn't watch the fireworks and we came home.
回来以后，我大概有一个礼拜没跟他讲话。
I didn't talk to her for a whole week.
你说有没有喜乐呢？
Do I have the happiness?
夫妻之间冷战一定没有喜乐的。
If there is a cold war between husband and wife, there's no joy.
我希望信主的弟兄姐妹啊，不要有冷战。
I hope the Christians there's no war between.
当然更不能有热战了。
Of course, you don't have a hot war.
不要，真的，我们信主以后，这个肉体要被主来对付。
And after we received the Lord, and our flesh will be dealt with.
不要为一些小事情来生气。
Do not be mad for just minor things.
不要为一些小事情我们就坚持自己的看法。
Do not insist your own opinion for just minor things.
其实这就是生气，就是一个放纵肉体的私欲的一个表现。
To lose temper actually is the manifestation of, you know, of the lust.
感谢主，那我们信主的主都可以来改变我。
Praise the Lord, we received him, and he can change us.
所以呢，现在在我身上呢有一个牌子哈。
There was a banner.
那个 sign.
There was a sign.
就像那个，就像很多地方在修路的地方写。
It's like a detour.
那他就road work 啊。
Road work.
他就说哈，这个怎么讲？他说是正在。改建中，请包容。
Under construction, please excuse us.
Bear with me. Bear with me.
Oh, bear with me. Bear with me.
我想，我希望每个人都是让神来改变我们。
We all want God changes.
我们希望这个神改变的工作没有停止。
We hope His changing work not stop.
但是我们要来配合神。
but we have to cooperate with him.
我们要得到一个喜乐，我们要遵守他的话。
We want to receive joy. We need to obey his law.
我们要来在今天的生活里面来跟随他。
We need to follow him daily.
要遵他而行。
And then we obey his words.
好，第三方面要怎么得到喜乐呢？
And then how do we receive joy?
我们要对神有信心，而且在盼望的里面，我们就有喜乐。
We need be we in faith and then hope we will receive joy.
这我们知道，今天大家在这边每个人的压力都蛮大的。
We know we're all under pressure.
也许有工作上的压力，也许有上的压力。
Pressure from work and life.
甚至读书有读书的压力，对不对
？From study.
但是我们怎么样子能够喜乐呢
？But how we can be?Joyful.
我们要来读主的话。
We need read his words.
主的话说，你们不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，穿什么；为身体忧虑，穿什么？生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗 ？OK， 在马太福音六章二十五节，不要为生命忧虑哈。
And then Matthew, it says, do not worry about what to eat, what to
drink. 不要为吃喝来忧虑。
Do not worry what to eat, what to drink.
不要为着要穿什么来忧虑。
Do not worry about what to wear.
我们真是感谢主，因为他让我们来看天上的飞鸟，看野地的百合花。
And then we praise the Lord because he led us to see the birds in the air and the lily in the lilies.
Yeah, 神都看顾天空的飞鸟和百合花，那信靠他的人岂不更蒙福吗？
God watches over the birds and the lilies, and as for the people trusting Him, we will receive more blessings.
我们感谢主，让我们可以因着信他，就说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
And then praise the Lord because we believe in Him, we will have this unspeakable joy and glory.
因为我们知道神他作王掌权。
Because we know He reigns and He's the King.
所以虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果子，橄榄树不效力。田里也不出粮，圈中绝了羊，棚里也没有牛。但是先知哈巴谷告诉我们，他说我要因耶和华欢心，要因救我的神喜乐。
Habakkuk tells us, even though the fig tree does not bud and there are no grapes on the vines, and though the olive crop fails and the field produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls.Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior.
感谢主，他是我们喜乐的原因。
He's the reason.
因为他让我们得到这个活泼的盼，不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残的。
Because the joyful hope it will not perish and it will last forever.
所以我们可以来依靠他。可以 来得到喜乐。
So we can trust in him and receive joy.
我想我们每个人回顾我们 的生活，我们就许多许多事情可以来感谢主的。
And then when we look back our lives, there's many aspects we can praise him.
有时候真的是不晓得可不可以过这一关哈。
Sometimes we don't know if we can overcome.
甚至保罗说，他有时候到一个地步，他甚至活命的指望都没有了。
And then when Paul says there is no hope for me to continue to live.
但是感谢主，主还是可以把我们带过来。
And he will bring us through.
所以我们有什么好担心的呢
？What should we worry about?
我们真要在主的里面能够靠主可以喜乐。
So we can be happy in our Lord.
而且就算。就是我们也许有许多的难处是我们胜的。
Even there's so many obstacles, so many hardships, we cannot be overcome.
也许有人身体得到疾病。
Maybe we are sick.
甚至是不能够医好的疾病。
Maybe it's some sickness that not be cured.
但是感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
他是我们的喜乐。
But he's our joy.
因为我们在永远的里面已经有把握了。
Because in eternity we have such assurance.
那还有什么可以让我们担心、担忧，或者让我们难过的呢
？What else makes us to be sorrow, to be worried?
我不晓得大家知不知道哈，在台湾有一个叫做“喜乐四重唱”。
I don't know if you know there is a band.
喜乐四重唱 Quartet. Joy.
Quartet Joy. It's a band.
那这喜乐四重唱当然有四个人哦。
Of course, there is four of them.
那他们必须要能是信主的。
They are all believers.
他们必须要会唱歌。
They all have to know how to sing.
还有一个条件哈。
There's one condition.
就是他们必须要看不见。
They have to be.
Yeah. 这喜乐四重唱四个人，他们都是盲人。
That four of them they are all blind.
从人来看，他们是最有资格不喜乐的人。
And then from my suspect, the other person is not qualified to be happy.
但是感谢主，因为他们认识了主，那他们的生命被改变了。
Praise the Lord, because they know the Lord, their life changed.
所以主就借着他们，把这样一个信息来带给大家。
So through them, and Lord, and will share the message.
他们甚至也到过全世界四十几个国家为主做见证。
They went to more than four countries and more than 40 countries in the world and to testify.
甚至他们也到 Houston 过。
They even came to Houston.
那如果说我们错过了哈，没有关系。
If we miss that, it's okay.
你知道现在网络很方便。
The internet.
你不要在网络上哈，只是看新闻。
Don't just read news on internet.
或者是看连续剧哈。
All programs.
在网络上有一个叫做 Good TV.
There is one that's called Good TV.
Yeah, 在那个 YouTube 上面。
On YouTube.
所以大家去找就有这个喜乐合唱团他们的见证。
Oh, you will see this their testimony.
感谢主，因为他们的喜乐的原因不是外面的事情。
Because the reason of their joy is not from the out world.
他们喜乐的原因是因为他们认识了这位喜乐的主。
And the source of their joy because they know the Lord.
所以他们的生活就从黑暗来转向光明。
So their life is turned from the darkness to light.
就从忧愁变为喜乐。
From sorrow to joy.
所以你去看他们那个访问的见证。
If you see their interviews.
你就没有什么原因你可以不喜乐。
There's no reason for you be not happy.
你就发觉到他们每一个人都比我们大多数人要喜乐。
Because all, they are happier than most of us.
我们感谢主，我们不需要为生活忧虑。
Praise the Lord, we should not be worried for our life.
最后一方面要怎么能够喜乐呢？
Lastly, how be happy?
要服侍主。
We serve Him.
我们再讲回来哈，这个大家还记得人追求的快乐有两个特点是什么？
Let's come back. There is two characteristics for men to pursue.
以自我为中心，
self-centered,
然后满足肉体，
and then satisfy the flesh.
所以要能够来不要有这个来得着天上来的喜乐，不要人来喜乐，就这两个方面呢要相反，对不对？
And if you want to receive the heavenly joy, you have to do the opposite.Things opposite.
那就是要以主为中心。
That means it will be our center will be our Lord.
不仅不要为自己的肉体安排去放纵私欲。
Not only not plan for the desire of our flesh.
我们用我们的灵，以我们的救主为乐。
Our joy, our spirit will be joyful in the Lord.
所以我们需要来服侍主。
So we need to serve our Lord.
我们必须要以主的事为事，为念。
And we need mind His business.
不是我自己的事情最重要。
It's not my business more important.
要把主放在前面。
But first.
要主为大，要以主耶稣的心为心。
We need put Him in our priority, and then we mind His business.
我想我们有机会侍奉主的，你就知道侍奉主真是快乐。
And then for those you have opportunity to serve Lord, you know it's so happy to serve Him.
不晓得大家有没有人是经常运动的
哈 ？I don't know if any of you like to do exercise.
我是很惭愧不常运动的。
I'm not the one.
但是呢，你就常常运动的人会知道说，运动是对身体非常好。
And if you do exercise, you know that's good for your health.
有一天不动可能就不舒服，对不对？
If you don't exercise one day, you don't feel well.
属灵的生命也是这样。
So that's the spiritual life.
我们的属灵生命要能够健康，我们必须要服侍。
If you want our spiritual life be healthy, we need serve the Lord.
当我们服侍主，我们就有喜乐。
When we serve Him, we will receive joy.
因为是从天上来给我们的喜乐。
Because this is from heaven.
那关于服事上面有多的点哈，我想我就没有时间每一个点都讲。
I don't have time to point out all the points.
那我想就从一个点上来讲，就是我们要服事主怎么样能够有喜乐呢？就是要能够有合一的心。
And our point, I will emphasize on one point, and then how do we receive, how do we serve him that we need has to, we need to be in one mind.
Okay, 在哥林多后书十三章十一节。
It's in Corinthians.
哥林多后书十三章十一节说，还有末了的话，愿弟兄们都喜乐，要做完全人，要受安慰，要同心合意，要彼此和睦，如此仁爱和平的神必常与你们同在。
First Corinthians.
Second.
Second Corinthians.
十三章十一节。
Okay, chapter 13, verse 11 to verse 11, brother.
十三十一。
Okay, 十三十一。I'm lost.
哥林多后书十三章十一节。
Second Corinthians chapter. Okay, verse 11. Finally, brothers, aim on the.Perfection, listen to my appeal to be of one mind. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.
我们要这边讲要同心合意，要彼此和睦。
We need be of one mind, live in peace.
保罗要告诉我们，勉励我们要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
And then Paul tells us we need to be in one mind and then encourage each other and then live in peace and the God of love and peace will be with you.
So we want to be joyful, the last point is to serve the Lord.
And then if we want to be joyful, and the last point is you have to serve the Lord.
Not only
him, but to serve him with other of one mind.
这样我们的喜乐就可以满足。
Then our joy will be complete.
那我们知道，这个我们的己就常常是很大的难处哈。
We know ourselves is the problem.
就算在服事上，我们的己也常常我们成为服事的拦阻。
Even though when we come with the service ourselves is the problem.
所以愿意我们在服事的当中，我们可以把这个己放下。
Let us put aside ourselves when we serve.
让主能够来自由的来在我们的当中工作。
May Lord can work on us freely.
而且呢，要存心谦卑，要看别人比自己强。
We need willing to be humble and regard others are better than us.
所以有时候有一些意见不一样的时候呢，我们真是愿意。有合一的事情在我们的当中。
And sometimes when we disagree with something, and we I hope there will be one mind.
要能够进入别人的感觉。
And we will understand what other people think.
上个礼拜五在这边，我们的聚会也取消，因为太冷的关系。
We cancelled our Bible study last Friday because of the weather.
我不晓得弟兄们在做决定的时候有没有意见不一样哈。
I don't know if when the brother make decision, is there something argument?
就意见不一样哈 ，different opinion.
And then the different opinion.
如果说有人说啊，应该要聚会，这个聚会很重要，不能取消。
If someone says the gathering is very important, you shouldn't cancel.
那这是为着主。
That's for the Lord.
啊，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
那有人觉得说，哎，应该取消，因为路上不安全。
And then some people think we should cancel because of the safety reason.
也是为着主，因为关心弟兄姐妹。
That's for the Lord because you love brothers, sisters.、啊、
所以就算意见不一样，我们也应该要保守我们的合一。
Even there is a different opinions, but we need keeping one mind.
如果你看到弟兄姐妹，有人。就最近比较软弱。
Do you see their brothers or sisters are weak recently?
也许是工作比较忙。
Maybe they're at work.
也许家里孩子比较小。
Maybe they have little babies.
我们就应该有一个体恤的心来扶持弟兄姐妹。
We need to have the heart of understanding and serve.
我们不应该想说，哎呀，这个人一定是爱世界了。
And we shouldn't say, and then he loved the world.
要彼此体恤。
And we need understand each other, encourage each other.
要同心合意。
And then be of one mind.
要有一样的心思，有一样的意念。
With one heart, one mind.
我们愿意这样一起来服侍主，好叫主的喜乐可以充满满的在我们的当中。
We're willing to serve the Lord, so His joy will be filled with us.
最后我们要念一处的圣经，我们一起来念。
We will read one scripture.
以赛亚书五十一章十一节。
Isaiah.
以赛亚书五十一章。十一节。
Isaiah 51, verse
51. 11节。
Oh, verse 11.
赛亚书51章11节。
Isaiah 51, verse 11.
好，早早我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
耶和华的属民必归回，歌唱来到锡安，永乐必归到他们头上，他们必得着欢喜快乐，忧愁叹息尽都逃避。好，愿我们成为神所救赎的民。
May we all be the nation of His salvation.
我们归回，像被掳归回的人一样，归回到他的面前。
Let's return to Him like people return from exile.
愿我们做一个歌唱的人，每天把那个赞美衣穿上来赞美他。
Let us to be a person which sings and then to praise Him.
愿我们从神来得到真正的喜乐。
Let's receive joy from God.
这样，所有的忧愁叹息就要逃避。
All our sorrow and sighing will flee away.
感谢主，因为他的喜乐是来胜过所有的忧。
And then praise the Lord because His joy will overcome all sorrow.
他的光明就会驱走一切。
And His light will drive away all the darkness.
他复活的生命来赶散一切在我们当中的死亡。
His resurrection will overcome all the death.
我们能够以主为乐。
And then He will be our joy.
来遵他而行。
And then we will follow His words.
来在凡事上我们不要忧虑。
And do not worry on everything.
我们也一起同心合意来服侍主。
Let's serve the Lord with one mind and heart.
愿在这一年新的开始，我们每一个人都在主的里面做一个喜乐的人。
At the beginning of the year, may we all to be joyful.
愿主祝福我们每一位。
May God bless all of us.
请我们一起有点祷告。
Let's pray.